Welcome back to another fantastic episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we just have a pretty general episode, but today, since we are coming up on our 1 year anniversary, I have a guest with me, one of the original boys, Chance.
Hi there.
So today, instead of talking about like a creator like we usually do, we might do a more general podcast. And the topic today is these YouTube boxing matches that have been going around. Chance, are you familiar with those?
I would have to say I'm pretty familiar with them.
So, like, my first question is why? Just why? What is the point of all of it?
Money.
That,
I mean, I guess just the main goal for most of them.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I almost, like the YouTuber versus like the TikTok one was better than like Logan Paul versus Mayweather.
That's true.
Because like Logan Paul versus Mayweather, you're like, I really have no like reason to watch this. It's like a professional athlete versus like some dude who's like kind of athletic. And then like the YouTube versus TikTok ones, at least you're like, okay, these guys are kind of like on very similar levels going at it.
Yeah.
Two average dudes.
Two average dudes.
And I think... I
mean, he's not a boxer. He's not a fighter.
I mean, he wasn't a fighter. I mean, I think it's important to know he never, ever claimed to be a fighter.
Exactly.
He wasn't.
Bryce Hall before the fight.
I'm right now. I'm going to knock out Austin because I'm an actual fighter. I've been in probably over 40 street fights. I do not get scared, especially when it's a family man who is 30 years old, out of shape, and has a dad bod. I am a fighter.
Bryce Hall after the fight.
I'm not a boxer. I'm not a fighter. I've never claimed to be a fighter.
Never claimed to be a fighter.
Dude, can you imagine, like, making that statement, and then for the next, like, 2 weeks after you lost the fight, then seeing yourself getting made fun of over and over?
It'd be so embarrassing.
Oh, dude, it'd be so bad. Okay, so I think it would be fun to base this off of like, one... First, I think we should consider maybe some other sorts of matches that YouTubers can do. Because, you know, I don't know if the bigger YouTubers, you know, with the pretty faces want to do boxing. Although it brings the money in, like, you know, they don't want to beat the shit out of each other. So, like, what are some other sports or competitions that can do? Let's brainstorm. Maybe fencing?
Ooh, some ping pong?
I was thinking ping pong. That's relatively easy. Everybody understands it.
Yeah, there's not that many rules.
But like the 1v1s on basketball have been building up a few times.
It's true.
I've seen Flight like take on a few people.
Oh god.
I think it would be like really funny though to just get like some people who like just don't play basketball to do 1v1s.
Just some people who don't know anything about it, never played it in their lives, just to see what they do.
Yeah, like that would be nice. It would just be like just like a lot of flailing or something. Or you just get like someone who's like at a total disadvantage. Like you get like Michael Reeves versus someone like super tall.
Like who?
What's a tall YouTube? Like Mr. Beast. Isn't Mr. Beast like 6'2"? 6'3". Yeah. Okay, so we get...
I think he's decently tall, yeah.
Yeah. So we get Michael Reeves versus Mr. Beast in 1v1. Like, that would just be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Or what if like a... What if like a... Dream and Corpse did a boxing match, but it was just like only audio.
It was only audio. You just hear Corpse just rumbling.
You just hear like the sounds of the punches. Like you're not sure if they're actually fighting. Dude, the sad thing about that is that a lot of people would still probably buy it.
Oh, so many people would buy that.
Like it would actually be unreal. Like. I ever think about it, like, well, I don't know why Corpse just doesn't, like, take advantage of his audience more. Because I would, like, showing his face-wise. You know how he does, like, his artsy hand picks?
His artsy hand picks, yeah.
Like, what if he just made an OnlyFans of hand picks?
An OnlyHands?
Dude, you know that shit would pop off. He'd get, like, $2 million in a month.
If he, like, previewed his arm.
Dude, I'm telling you, if he did, like, hands and then, like, some audio clips, like, just more often on the OnlyHands, millionaire.
Billionaire at that point, I mean.
Dream could do the same. People would just pay so much money for it.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Has Dream not done a face reveal? Wait.
No. They did that tease in Mr. Beast's Rewind where he was, like, standing with the mask, and, like, then he, like, he pulled away, like, the sign in front of his face, and he was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, he
oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. If we want to find out how he looks, we should just, like, combine the faces of all the other American Minecraft YouTubers
into one, and that's him.
I mean, he's not going to look much different. Let's be honest. Yeah.
I think
he had, like, he was white and had some type of, like, brown hair.
Yeah,
so I don't think he's much. Okay, back to the competition. Now let's pair up some fights. We already did one, Corpse versus Dream, audio-only experience. Who else? Who do you think Ninja's fighting? Who should we get Ninja to fight?
Myth.
Ninja versus Myth?
Yes.
Okay, I'm down for that. Okay, Ninja versus Myth.
We have Tim the Tap Man as a commentator.
I think I heard on a different podcast that Courage wants to fight Tim the Tap Man. So.
Courage does?
Yeah, I mean, they're friends, so he's like, if I were to ever fight anybody, it would be like Tim the Tap Man.
I've realized, I originally was like, man, I need a lot of money if I'm going to box someone. And the money for me just keeps going down because I'm realizing that I would take it so serious that it would force me to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. That'd be hype.
And then next, you know, I'd get paid. It would be hype. And then I'd box like Tim and we'd both just be in better shape for it. Bro, I'd ride a lion out.
Yeah.
I would get like a huge leg of meat to feed the lion, except I'd put a picture of Tim on it. And then I'd feed the lion Tim and he just...
And now I would watch that one. It's a little heavyweight bout. I feel like we need more women boxing. We like
women boxing.
Here's what I'm saying. We get like, I'm trying to think. Who's we get like Pokimane versus who's another popular female YouTuber? Ray versus Lily. That would be a good one. I'd watch that one. I feel like they're in the same weight class.
Yeah, probably.
Just an offline TV sponsored boxing event.
It's just like a free for all. They all get tossed through.
I wasn't thinking that, but that is so much better. I think, dude, the team boxing. Oh, at this point, we're just getting into like a YouTube Hunger Games. we get like a ring of some sort, and we just like make teams, and they just go at it. Boxing was everybody trains though.
Yeah, of course.
I wonder. I'm waiting for the first person who's gonna like make the leap from boxing to UFC. I just no holds barred. Someone is in like an arm bar on the ground, like.
Chair is about to be slammed on top of them.
Well, other YouTuber matchups. So we got Ninja versus Myth. We got Courage versus Tim the Tap Man. We got Lily versus Ray. Who else is looking for a fight?
I think definitely Flight.
Flight just takes on everyone.
Flight versus every YouTuber out there.
Flight versus every YouTuber out there.
This seems like a fair fight.
Muselk versus Lachlan, you know, the two Australians. Oh. I feel like they've had some beef. I would watch that one.
Baz versus Cray. That
may be of a bit of a height difference there.
Possibly. And strength difference.
I don't even know which one's stronger at this point anymore. I think they've been like locked down like 7 times.
Oh god.
Oh, Carl, no. I want Chris versus Chandler. I'd watch that one.
That'd be a good fight.
Dude, Mr. Beast, can you imagine if Mr. Beast sponsored a boxing event?
Oh my
god. Dude, that would go so hard. It would be so good. Oh, dude, and then like the headline could be like Chris versus Chandler, and then they could you could have a bunch of other YouTubers fight.
Yeah, like that's like the main fight. You have like 20 other.
Yeah, dude, he could put like he's already done that whole when he did that like battle royale, dude. He just does that but boxing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the battle royale.
Mm-hmm. I want another like event like that. Obviously, you can't exactly get a lot of the more popular YouTubers just to throw hands at each other, but
Get PewDiePie.
Well, half of them are like, oh, PewDiePie versus Jacksepticeye. Now we're here.
Oh, there we go.
That's a headliner. Markiplier versus Ethan. Boom. I'm just throwing these out. Those are some good ones.
Who is Dude Perfect going up against? That's the real question.
I almost feel like Dude Perfect's in their own bubble.
They are.
I don't find them relevant anymore in like my sense of YouTube. I think it's like a very small pocket of YouTube. They would need to go against another group, maybe like 2Hype or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they like another recent event was that whole dodgeball tournament they did, where it was like a RCD World versus I think 2Hype was there as well. That was good. The RCD, you know, RCD Wolf, they do like the LeBron impressions, and I think they also do like anime house sketches and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are funny, and I think they were in the dodgeball tournament. They may have won, but yeah. But like, I don't know if this is like just going to continue to escalate or die out. Like, Little Baby was at the last one, and I have no idea why. Like, how. Like, do you realize how much money is being drawn into that? And I just don't understand why.
I don't get why. There's no point.
I know boxing brings in money, but I still don't understand how random, like, TikTokers fighting YouTubers is bringing in money.
It shouldn't. That's the problem.
No, it shouldn't. We need, like, another, like, team event. Like, you know how, like, the Sidemen did, like, their charity match? We need like one of those. Like it could be like soccer, or we could do like a softball. A YouTuber softball league would go hard. That would be fun to watch. You just have like
the FaZe house versus the TSM house.
Yeah, you have like 3 days. You have like a FaZe team, TSM team. You could have like the Offline TV and Friends team, the 100 Thieves team. The Dude Perfect, there you go. Throw them in there.
There we go. That's the reason.
Mr. Beast could probably get some people together. Like, dude, sure. Dream SMP team, dude, that would go hard.
The Dream SMP team, they would actually smack.
Dream SMP team. I don't know how many athletic people are on the Dream
SMP team. They're all insanely athletic.
The Rip Click would fly over. Rest in peace. The Australians too. The Sidemen could put together. Dude, it would go so hard.
Yeah.
I think it would just be funny. Although, like, that's when you would get to some, like, it would be all the gamers and then, like, Dude Perfect just dominating.
Just actually destroying everybody.
Yeah. But, like, I know, we know that, like, they can make shots after a while, but, like, what if we just found out that, like, Dude Perfect is, like, just horrible at sports?
There's actually, it's so bad.
Just, like, really bad. Like, they can't play, like, they can do trick shots, but none of them can play organized sports. Now, that would be,
like. That would be a plot twist.
That would be a plot twist. One of the other things I want to talk about, like switching topics a bit, is like I wonder how fast like Twitch and like YouTube like terminology is gonna get like into our culture. Like how if I said pog in a conversation, how many people like 1 out of 10 do you think would get it? What percentage?
I'd probably say at least 70% of people would understand it at least.
Like, I'm talking about like our age.
Oh, then 100%.
Really? I mean, I don't know if everybody watched. I don't know if it'd be 100. I think 100 is a little much.
I think everybody knows what it is, though.
So you're saying I could just say Pog in a conversation people wouldn't understand?
I think you should try it out.
That doesn't seem like a good idea. You said like at work or something, your boss is like, oh, you can like leave a bit early. Pog.
Pog.
Pog, see you later.
Somebody gets fired, F.
Aw, F. Someone does like, oh, capital D colon.
Capital D colon.
Like, it's a joke, but I wonder like how quickly we're getting to that. Because Twitch, I think, is definitely nicher than YouTube. Like,
oh, yeah.
So I don't know if as many people like would get that. But I think it's coming. Like, more and more people are starting, like, it's starting to get into culture more. Obviously, certain subsections, I think, of friend groups will probably say Pog out loud a lot more often than others, but...
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah. I think that we could be going in that direction. Also, another thing. Have you ever noticed that, like, you know, the bigger YouTubers, like, they started almost fading out a bit, like, the older ones?
Yeah, I haven't...
Because Jax Septicai's on his break, and I was like, oh, okay. PewDiePie's kind of just going, like, less and less. And I wonder, like, if that's going to continue to happen.
Like, them just dying out?
Not dying out, but, like, you know, more in the sense of, I've made my bag, I'm going to start just kind of making one video a month.
Yeah.
I guess Ian from Smosh is still kicking, but even he is in a lot of like videos less.
Yeah, true.
How often does like Shane Dawson make videos?
Shane? Yeah. Good question, actually. Let's see.
Quick research.
Quick research.
Access the files.
Upload this video.
So what?
I mean, he hasn't uploaded in a year.
Okay, yep. I mean, he did get like canceled though, so I mean,
his last video says taking accountability, so
yep. Yeah. Oh, you know who I saw came back? I don't know how often. Fed came back on Twitch the other day.
He did?
Yeah. I don't know how often he was streaming, but like, dude, it threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting to see him. He had this whole, like, it was a bit weird in the sense, because he had this whole, like, hype up, like, video. It was, like, him, like, traveling and, like, working out.
Sorry, I had to leave that in. I couldn't separate my speech from the sound.
Sorry for the audio listeners. A video just played. I apologize very loudly as I went to Fed's channel. He did something 6 days ago, and then, another something 15 days ago, but it was like something like it was like a hype up video. It was so odd to watch. I was very concerned, dude.
Here's a snippet. The context just felt off to me.
And with that, it was time to step up my fitness to the next level. I started running, hiking, cycling, mountain biking, you name it, I was probably doing it. Then the gyms opened up and I won't lie, I pretty much started going in every day. Every day, I hustled. I went to work. Pain went from my worst nightmare to almost comforting.
It made me really uncomfortable. Like, I was like, dude, I'm not sure you should be, like, hyping up your return from that. Like, I think that's more of, like, a casual I'm back. I don't think we should make an event out of that, man. Like, oh yeah, back from being canceled. Better than ever.
Better than ever.
New fitness. I'm ripped now, and now I have none of the same friends. Like, it was like horrible to watch, and it just made me uncomfortable. I was like, oh, nice to see you. Although I will say a lot of people were watching. I don't know if I'll be watching. I never really watched him in the first place, but yeah. It was, to say the least, a bit concerning. Continuing on, what else was I gonna say? Oh, I know what a fight I was thinking of. Dream SMP fight. I think we should get like Tommy and Tubbo to fight.
Tommy and Tubbo?
Yeah.
TVT.
Dude, it would be good. And then like Rambo would officiate. I'd be down for that. And Tommy has a vlog channel now, so he just vlogs it all and makes bank. So it's profitable for him in two ways.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe who else is on the Dream Team? Sapnap, George Not Found, boom, another fight. You could have a whole event for the Dream Team.
The Dream Team. Who else is in it?
Dream SMP. So we have, I think headliner is Tommy Tubbo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then again, we have you know, Sapnap versus George Not Found. That's another one. What about Philza? Who's in Philza's age bracket? Maybe like we can like fly Dan TDM in for that one. Yeah, Philza Dan TDM. That's a good matchup.
I like that.
Technoblade versus Dream, but they both wear masks. That's a good one. I like. What do you think about that one?
I think that'd be a good one. Like the two top players in the server.
Mm-hmm. Both hide their face. I mean, Technoblade's face is on the internet because he turned his camera around like once. But I think he would still wear the mask. It would be like Mr. Beast's like whole thing, but in real life. A redo of that. Ooh, who's Carl fighting?
Who is Carl fighting?
So this is a tough one.
Bad Boy Halo.
Oh, no, Skeppy has to fight Bad Boy Halo.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, so we got that matchup as well, Skeppy fighting. I don't know who to place Carl against. We got Captain Puffy Nichu. Boom, another one right there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Quackity?
Quackity Carl. There we go. That's what you're looking for. That's it.
Yeah.
Quackity Carl. Man, this is a good event. This one I would actually pay for. No one is like really, no offense, but I think overly athletic in that group, so I would pay to see that. Maybe we could put Wilbur Rambu. I think they're around the same height. Dude, have you seen how tall Rambu is? Like, I didn't really believe it before, but it's kind of terrifying.
I haven't, actually.
Yeah. I'll send it in the Discord. For those of you who are listening on audio, which is all of you, look it up. Rambu went over to like see Tubbo and Tommy recently, and Tubbo I think is relatively short, but let me see if I can find them. I think Tommy's actually tallish too, but chance I found a great image I can send you.
Oh god.
It's in general. Yeah, dude, he's like fucking tall.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's like towers. I mean, Tommy is pretty tall as well. I just know this from him being taller than Vicstar and that being very awkward. Have you seen that vlog?
Thanks. This is a great angle.
You're very little.
This is unnatural. This is.
Tips, what's KSI? It's girth. Is he clartable?
You know what? You have height on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
He might have reach on him.
Yes,
Yeah. That one's great. But like, look at this. The second one I just sent. Like, yeah, dude, he's a tall man.
Yeah. He's up there.
Just like imagine looking in your neighbor's yard and seeing this like tall ass dude in fingerless gloves and glasses and a mask.
Just looking at you.
Yeah, like, that'd be a little off putting. So maybe okay. Rambo Wilbur. That's what I was thinking about.
That could definitely work.
Mm-hmm. Who's Fundy fighting though? Again, this is a whole event, and this is like the actual one that I'm pay to see. I think I would pay to see that one just because I think everybody would have no idea what they were doing.
Oh my god, they'd have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Awesome Dude Punk, that's another one. I actually made a recent episode on them, so if you want to know more about them, go check them out. After you finish this one, of course. But yeah, I think that would be definitely a whole event that I could get behind. It's fun to actually, like, it's really cool now, I think, this, like, section of YouTube, because I don't know if you've come upon this, but in the past, like, few months, everybody had kind of made their online friends over quarantine. Like, yeah. You know, they started playing a lot of a Dream SMP blew up, you know, Among Us blew up, so everybody was kind of, like, meeting new people a lot. GTRP was another one. A lot of people just kind of like started doing things where they could meet new people online. It wasn't a lot of solo games, so like a lot of people made friends and stuff like that. And it seems like it's finally come to the time where they have started meeting, which is, I think, is like funny and cool. Because, you know, this happened where they all met. Tommy's obviously met up with Jack Manifold and Tubbo and, you know, the others in his vlogs.
Yeah.
And then... what'd you say?
The Wilbur vlog.
Yeah, the one with Wilbur. You know, Vegas happened with the offline TV and friends were like Sykuno, Toast, and Ray were all there. Amigops, everybody liked... I do not think Carps is there for obvious reasons. Everybody met up there. I think Ludwig met up with a lot of people he had played with in offline TV. Recently, I think events happened I think Ms. Kiff, Schlatt, Ludwig all did these things in, I think, maybe Universal. So, like, a lot of stuff's been happening, and it's funny because there's, like, been a big switch to IRL content of things have opened up.
Yeah. Like, they're finally getting everything back, and they're finally able to do stuff where they can make content with it.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun because everybody's like super excited about it. Because like I've never seen you before, and then yeah. And yeah, I think like that's probably going to continue to be a big trend, as just IRL content kind of takes storm as more and people meet up and all of that. Do you have anything you want to talk about YouTube-wise before I just keep switching topics?
Not particularly. I mean, most of my YouTube searching is anime power ratings, so.
Anime car ratings. Oh, what's number one?
No idea why, but I had thought that he said car ratings. So yes, that's what I said, and most likely why Chance sounds confused in the next sentence. Thank the Lord he just kinda brushed past it.
For most powerful power ratings?
Yeah. Is it One Punch Man? I would think it would be One Punch Man.
I mean, there's always the lifelong debate of who's gonna win between One Punch Man and Goku.
Goku fans tend to think Goku is the answer to every question.
Yeah, I mean, Goku fans think Goku solos every verse.
Goku versus everyone in the universe. It's Goku.
It's
Goku. Have they ever considered Goku versus Hero Brian?
Now that's a fight I would watch.
Exactly. And I think we all know who's winning that.
Hero Brian. Yeah.
Like you asked that... I think they don't even have a response to that. Because he's winning.
Exactly. Nobody's ever beat him before.
Mm-hmm. There's no way he would ever lose.
Exactly.
Now, one more thing I'm going to ask you. Do you think, what games do you think are going to continue? What games do you think you're going to die out after? Can we, you know, move out as IRL content starts to emerge again and people kind of get more separated from just having to play games because of quarantine? Because, like, Among Us, dead already. Dead in the water. What else do you think is going to die?
I think Rocket League made a big comeback whenever it became free to play. But I think it's going to be slowly dying out again.
Minecraft, one of those games where it's just continually, you know, maybe dipping in viewership a little, but then always resurging. So I don't see that personally going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see that going anywhere.
GTRP, I don't know where that's going to go.
I mean, GTRP has been going on for a while.
Yeah, but it also seems like every time I go to check it, like on Twitch and stuff, like it has usually been the number one category. Like right now, number one category, like GTRP is pretty high up there at 243,000 viewers. Viewers high to low on Twitch, just adding number one, Minecraft, Dota 2. Never played Dota 2, never watched it, but it's always up there. GTRP, it's there too. Valorant, I think, has actually, I don't know if it's made a fluctuation into mainstream content, but it does seem to have more of a competitive audience now.
Yeah, I think it's growing a bit more now. Or it's just coming back a bit more.
When it first came out, it was pretty dead. But then I think it's actually slowly, like, kind of been growing with, like, when I wasn't watching it almost. OTV Rust server is coming back. So that was big in quarantine. Maybe we'll see that come, you know, back again.
Cough, cough, dead already. Cough, cough.
Yeah.
Ooh, breaking news. Breaking news. Jacksepticeye just posted him in front of a computer editing something, and he said working on something.
Ooh.
What could it be? He's gone silent for a bit. He said he was fixing his mental health, so maybe we get into, like, a big video from him or something. A music video.
A music video from Jack?
Yeah. I'd be down for that. But no, maybe he's going to make a big comeback and, like, switch his what content he's doing. Because, you know, Jack, speaking about things dying out and stuff like that, we've kind of, like, at least in my opinion, fully seen, like, the Let's Play era die out.
Yeah, I think it's very much gone by now, at least. Like, you don't see a lot of, like, Let's Play certain games, like, the story modes or something like that.
It never gets personally recommended to me, trending. It just kind of ceases to exist.
Yeah.
The one person who I've done an episode on who I think does a good job of, it's not a true Let's Play, but he is able to kind of keep it alive, is Slime Sickle.
Yeah.
When he does videos, they're very, like, quickly edited, and it is not at all Let's Play episode one. But he's the only person who I've seen execute story games in that way. But other than that, it's just dead. And Jack, I think Markiplier still does them occasionally too. We're kind of like the only people to do that.
Yeah. Like, I'm just, like, scrolling through my recommended right now, and I've only seen one Let's Play, and that was Jack from 4 years ago.
Yeah. Everybody's, there's a movement into, you know, online multiplayer content, but even then, we've seen a big decline in Fortnite viewership. That's not really, I think, relevant. I mean, not saying it's a dead game, I wouldn't know, because I haven't played it in, like, 3 years, but on YouTube-wise, although I think it is still popular within its space, I think it is no longer popular within the mainstream space. If you guys, like, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that like when you go, Fortnite viewers are still watching Fortnite, but for mainstream viewers are not watching Fortnite, is what I would say.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I would assume that's what's happening with Let's Plays. That, like, I would assume there are bubbles somewhere, you know, where, like, people still do Let's Plays. I'm not saying, like, they don't exist anymore. And maybe they're getting views on a certain channel. But I don't think we see any more Let's Plays in the mainstream YouTube culture.
Yeah.
Never mind. I see Markiplier doing some Let's Plays on my recommended. 100% pure satisfaction. Power Wash Simulator Part 2. And that was released 2 hours ago and already has 389,000 views.
See, that's the good thing about Mark. Mark never changes.
And it's 44 minutes.
It's 44 minutes? Yeah. Oh my god.
Apparently people like the content.
I mean, Power Wash 2 seems like a good game.
Yeah. Oh my... Chance, we gotta have a conversation after this.
About what?
Markiplier may have a video on Chivalry 2 with 1.2 million views, but
not Chivalry 2.
For context, I'm addicted to Chivalry 2.
But yeah. But no, like other than like Markiplier, like he has some Resident Evil, I think, Let's Plays that I see. That's like the main series he has going on. Other than Power Washing Simulator, of course. Oh my god, the first one was 4 days ago and it has 3.3 million views. So other than like his channel, I don't know a lot of many others that continue it. And yeah, I think we see that culture dying and we see a lot more fast-paced IRL videos coming through. And if they're not, the videos I do see, they're kind of like in Minecraft and stuff, it's a lot of episodic stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Like, they on the Dream SMP, like, they'll do certain, maybe some challenges, but it's almost like an episode of this in this game. If it's like a GTRP stuff, you take like an episode or a day out of that and make it into a video, and that's what I'm kind of seeing.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think that's, you know, all I have for today. Hopefully we will be back with another boys podcast. Even I don't know if the boys podcast came out before this one or after this one, but I do not want to continue too long, you know, just babbling on. So I think that is going to be it for today. I will see all you guys next time. I'll see. I don't know if we have any new reviews. I don't believe so, but I will go check quickly. No, I don't think we have any new ones. If you guys ever want to leave a recommendation for me, you can email me at yt.with.the.boys.podcast@gmail.com, or the much faster way to reach me is just... leave a review on the Apple Podcasts, hopefully a good one with a recommendation of something you want to see. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Bye.